This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So news comes out last hour that the Attorney General, Bill Barr, says after investigating, there is no evidence of fraud that would change the election. Barr is then at the White House. He's there right now. And about at the time he arrives, the Trump legal team, and these two are just oozing with credibility, and I use that term intentionally, Giuliani and Ellis. With all due respect to the Attorney General, there hasn't been any semblance of a Department of Justice investigation. We have gathered ample evidence of illegal voting in at least six states, which they've not examined. We have many witnesses swearing under oath they saw crimes being committed in connection with voter fraud. As far as we know, not a single one has been interviewed by the DOJ. The Justice Department hasn't audited any voting machines or used their subpoena power to determine the truth. Nonetheless, we will continue our pursuit of the truth through the judicial system and state legislatures, and continue towards the Constitution's mandate in ensuring that every legal vote is counted and every legal vote is not. Again, with the greatest respect to the Attorney General, his opinion appears to be without any knowledge or investigation of the substantial irregularities and evidence of systemic fraud. I couldn't even go through it without laughing. Yeah, the courts have been really fair. Yeah, they're 1-40 in the courts. And the things they allege in public, they don't allege in court. So facts don't matter in this case. It's just to placate and appease the president. Adam, the rumors have been out there for a while on multiple people running against Tim Walz in 2022. Now, will Tim Walz still be living in Florida during that election? And I think you told me yesterday,
$50 billion.
Someone that we both know suggested he was worth $50 billion. Can you text me and just tell me who that is?
No. Somebody texted me about the story, the $400 million,
yep,
that had made the rounds. This was a couple weeks ago,
yeah,
though.
Yes.
And
yes.
Asked
Gainstein
me
last week.
I could look into it, and I did a quick, from my deer stand, by the way, I did a quick Google search, and I found that he's worth $50 billion. So
yeah.
I texted that link back. I said, "You're way under."
Text me who that is, please. I am curious. So, Pete Najarian, who we both know well, he's hinted at it. Your good friend, Mike Lindell. Lindell said if Donald Trump wins Minnesota in 2020, he's definitely running. As of now, I don't think Donald Trump is winning Minnesota. But you know what? Dominion might have changed how many votes. We don't know. Or poll watchers. So, you know, maybe Trump won this state too. So Lindell, I think, has said now he's uncertain. But he stays in the news. And now Matt Burke. The Matt Burke rumors have been out there for a while, but Blois ratcheted those up when he was talking with Dave and with his info that he puts out there with his excellent information, that Burke is having some conversations about running. So let's talk about three. Najarian has been mentioned for a number of jobs before, and we all like Pete a ton. And he's smart. He's successful. He's an excellent communicator. He's well-versed on a lot of topics. PETA said he most likely wouldn't run as a Republican or a Democrat. I'd love for a viable third-party candidate. I don't personally know enough about where Pete stands on issues. I know I like him a heck of a lot as a person, but I need to know where he stands on issues. Mike Lindell to me. First of all, I've seen Mike, how he treats people at WCCO, and I was bothered by it because I saw it multiple times, and he acted just like a bully. So I can't stand that. He tosses things out in public that have zero credibility. He has a hell of a personal story. And he has a company which has succeeded. And he does have a following in the state. And he's epoxied to the president. So name recognition would be up there. I'm not comparing Matt Burke to Mike Lindell at all. So to the folks who are doing that right now, I'm separating. I've known Matt for 20-some years. Matt and I don't know each other well. We used to see each other a lot more. Interviewed Matt many times. I don't agree with Matt on plenty of issues. But Matt is really smart. He believes in issues. He's a conservative. You're allowed to be a conservative. You're allowed to be outspoken on your feelings, on your personal feelings, on social issues, including religion, including God, including differences on COVID. Many of his issues on COVID, I don't agree with them strenuously on those areas. But I do find it funny because the hypocrisy is all over the place now. First of all, the people who want Matt to run, and now they love that an athlete is going to run, when many of the time from this same crowd, it's shut up and dribble. And then others who normally like him, and it's like, wow, concussed too much. What happened to you? Stay in sports. Najarian as a third-party candidate, I don't know. I desperately would like to see a third, well, outside of the marijuana parties. And if the marijuana party gets bigger, good. I want to see where they stand on more issues than just legalizing pot, which every one of us on this show is for. But I'd love to have another viable one. I just need to know where Pete stands. To me, Lindell, I don't know. Show me some actual credibility with things you say. I think Burke could be viable. I really do. I don't know if he wants to do it. I would think the Republican Party would be pretty damn excited to have someone. I think we've seen now all across the country that years of experience doesn't matter nearly as much. I think it should matter. I don't think it's the only thing. I think we should have term limits. I don't think people should stay forever. What do you guys think? If Burke jumps into this race, and it's, I mean, we're not even done with 2020 yet, so it's a long ways away. There's no reason for him to commit at this point. If he jumped in, he certainly could get Republicans excited. And remember, they have not won a statewide race since Tim Pawlenty won in 06. Initial thoughts on Burke and just the other candidates I mentioned. Adam, why don't you go first?
Well, factoring in right now that, you know, a lot of people, considering that Governor Walz has become such a polarizing figure, which I didn't anticipate, obviously, before the pandemic, but certainly when you make decisions like the governor has made, he has become a tremendously polarizing figure. And I think there is a large appetite for somebody to step up. And I would think that a lot of people would believe at this point right now, he'd be incredibly vulnerable to a challenger. Now, that, see where we're at in 2021, late 2021, if that's still the case, I'm not so sure. Yeah, you know, Matt Burke, that's a name. Even this, it's been, He was rumored as being a state Senate candidate from Mendota Heights a couple years ago when he lived there. And Jim Metzen, who long represented that district as in the Senate as a DFLer, when that seat came open, there was talk that he might be a possibility there. And I think Congress has been mentioned before. So it's not surprising that his name is getting mentioned again. And I certainly, knowing what I know between Matt Burke and Mike Lindell, I don't really know either of them at all, other than what they come across in the media. And I would think Matt Burke would be a much more viable candidate than Mike Lindell at this point.
Yeah, for me, I don't think it's close, but I've been wrong many times before. Dan, how about you? Burke and then the other names I mentioned.
It's interesting, right? I mean, I would push back a little bit when you say there's no reason for Matt to commit this early. I'm not saying that he has to, but given the way that fundraising has become such a crucial part of politics these days, that would be the reason, right? I mean, if you want to get an early start on trying to raise some money to run, you know, you can do that anytime. So it wouldn't shock me if somebody was a little bit more committed early on than maybe in past years. All of that having been said, you know, of the three names that you've mentioned, the biggest distinction for me is that when you hear those three gentlemen speak on topics, when they're asked about, you know, their issues, their policy stands, two of them actually have serious answers for that, and one of them doesn't. And I think you can figure out pretty quickly how that breakdown happens. I mean, I don't know any of those gentlemen super well personally. Pete, I know better than the other two, but whatever. When you hear them asked about, you know, policy positions, Pete and Matt Burke have serious answers and clearly put thought into it and are clearly taking it seriously. We've heard Mike Lindell on this very radio station when the rumors first started popping out about him running for governor, and he was asked about policy positions. And the only thing he could come up with was he wanted to kind of do for Minnesota what the president had done for the country. And he wasn't any more specific than that. Very little depth at all. We know he's been on multiple media outlets trying to hawk a product that we have no clue whether it's safe or not to cure, quote unquote, his words, cure COVID.
Yeah.
I mean, well, it's not serious.
We know this. There was zero credibility to what he said.
Sure.
None.
Absolutely. And so I just, you know, what I hope for, whether you want to support the governor, whether you want to support his opponent, is that whatever opponent, you know, is going to be there against him is actually taking the gig seriously. Because we spent 4 years under a president that hasn't taken policy seriously. And we know what kind of trouble that can be. So for the state of Minnesota's sake, whoever's going to oppose Walz, I just hope it's a serious candidate.
Yeah, and I want to see a competitive race. And I'm curious again, Adam, Trump came within 1.5% of beating Hillary in 2016. It's a long time without a Republican winning a statewide race, though. You know, Ellison's race, attorney general, that was close. Walz won decisively. Dayton, his last race, he won decisively. I'm sure they're thinking they want to get someone with name recognition and someone who can appeal to all parts of the party and has some intellect about them and isn't instantly a turnoff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.